The Mariners going for their third straight win, taking on the Phillies. Carlos Ruiz back in Philadelphia for the first time since being traded last August. We pick up the action 4-2 Phillies in the fourth. Two-man on for Ben Gamel facing Jared Eichhoff.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a drive, deep right field. Saunders will just look at that one. It's long gone. Well back into the seats over the National League scoreboard. And Ben Gamel has given Seattle Mariners the lead with one swing of his bat, a three-run home run, his second home run of the season. It is now 5-4 Seattle. The 1-2. Swing and a drive to left field. It's deep. It is gone. Goodbye. Different pitcher. You still get your home run, L.A. Aaron Altair remains red hot. A three-run shot. Homers in back-to-back games. And the Phillies increased their lead. It's now 9-5.
Wow. Boy, what a difference this kid has made. And he's got to be, whether he would have figured it out on his own eventually or not, I don't know. But what Matt Stairs has done with him, and he's taken to it. He listened. He tried it. And it has certainly worked out for him.
Gamel waiting on a 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez kicks and deals. And the pitch swung on, hitting the air to left. Going back on it, Altair. Still going back. It's going to be off the base of the wall. Segura reading it all the way. He's coming around third. The throw home by Galvis is not in time. It's an opposite field double that has tied the game 9-9 here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a high fly, not real deep. Gamel coming in and towards the line. He's going to make the catch. Nava tagging. They're going to try to score him. The throw is in time, and he is out at the plate. Michael Franco.
Terrible.
With a pop-up down the right field line, and Gamel is having the game of his big league life. Adds to it with a great throw to the plate to get Nava for the final out. And as we go to the ninth inning, we remain tied 9-9. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ripped, fair, past third and down the line. This will go to the corner and give the Mariners the lead. In to score Segura. Motter is into second with an RBI double, and Seattle has once again fully erased a four-run deficit and taken the lead as it's 10-9 here in the top of the ninth inning.
The Phillies can't hold on to the lead in this one. Manager Pete McKinnon spoke afterwards.
Well, that was a tough one to lose. You know, a slugfest like that. We had two four-run leads, couldn't hang on to them. I had two big innings. They just kept picking away at us and scoring here and there. But on the bright side, Altair continues to impress, really swinging the bat good. Saunders hit the two-run home run. Joseph, three walks and a home run. Freddie contributed. Kelly contributed with a sac fly. It's the kind of game you like to win when you score nine runs. We just obviously fell short. Eichhoff, poor command tonight. You know, I've never seen him where he didn't really have a good idea with most of his pitches. And like I said, we haven't seen him like that, but he's allowed to have a bad game once in a while. Joely, I thought, pitched into some bad luck. We wanted ground balls. He got them for us. The one by Saunders found a hole. The one by Cruz found a hole in the air. And he should have fared a little better than that. Some good plays. Franco made a real good play on a bunt. Freddie made that play in the hole, got the guy at third. A lot of good things happened that should have created a win for us. But unfortunately, once again, when you start on – gets into the fourth inning, it makes it difficult.
You seem to have a kind of a, at least for you, kind of a longish chat with Michael on the mound.
No, I was trying to make sure that Ramos was ready. So he was walking off the mound, assuming I'd take him out. I was trying to buy as much time as I could, and I looked up, and when I saw Ramos just standing there, I knew he was ready.
Catcher familiar with him in the other dugout. Do you think they picked up something?
I don't know. You know, you could tell he had poor command today. It boiled down to that. Once again, I talk about that all the time, making quality pitches, and his curveball wasn't sharp. He threw, you know, the slider that Cano hit, a slider that didn't do a whole lot, and fastball that was up out over the plate to that other kid for the three-run dinger.
What do you think's going on around that? Because it's kind of three in a row where he's been a little shaky.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to look at his pitch selection. We're going to have to look at, you know, he's throwing a lot more sliders than I've seen him throw in the past, and maybe that has something to do with it. But I'll get with McClure tomorrow, and we'll go over it.
Did you have Thompson tonight, and did that affect you not going to Neshek to start the seventh? Back out for the seventh, and
Neshek
had warmed up.
No, Thompson was fine, but I had to save him for length in the at the end in case it was a tie game. So, you know.
You just wanted to really start the seventh because of the lefties there?
Yeah, the lefty was there, so that made sense to me.
How does Franco's focus look?
I don't know. I think he's a little down right now. He knows he's not playing at his best, and I'll probably give him a day off tomorrow to think about it and regroup. You know, he looks a little confused at this point in time, but we got to get him back on track.
A little deeper might have given Nava a better chance there, I guess, huh?
A little bit deeper, you know. The ball that Altair hit just kind of stuck right to the wall and bounced right to that right fielder. I thought that we were going to score on that play, but it didn't. If it would have bounced around even a little bit, we could have scored there. But fly ball just wasn't deep enough. Their right fielder made a real nice throw home.
What's he doing that he wasn't doing a month, 2 months ago, last year? Because almost every bat out there is driving the ball.
He shortened his swing. He changed his whole approach starting with his setup. He went from a long high. He went from high hands to keeping the bat on his shoulder and made it real simple. He's going direct to the ball, and it's showing with his results. That's the thing I'm most excited about.
Anything you see with Tommy Joseph, his plate discipline's gotten a lot better over the past month as compared to last month.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, at some point guys make adjustments, and he's been making adjustments, and he looks much better at the plate right now and hit the home run. It was a nice-looking line drive, and he's being more selective, not swinging at pitches out of the zone, looking for pitches he can handle.
Up next, the Phillies' brief two-game set against the Mariners concludes on Wednesday. Zach Eflin against Yovani Gallardo.